crop or soil is very rich that you can grow things easily in. How would you describe that land?
Fertile.
Okay, and different kinds of terms for plowing and harvesting and the whole thing. Would you describe how you start out? You described how you got the mules ready to plow. What was the plowing like? How was it done?
Well, thinking about breaking the soil, first they would take the disc and they would run this disc over the soil and cut it up. Then they would take another plow, I guess they call that turning plow. Sometimes they would broadcast, you know, plow all the way around the field. They probably would do that sometime before they disc it. They could do either one that they wanted to. Farmers had their preference. Some would flat break there. That's what they would call it when they plow all the way around with that plow and then cut it with the disc. Mm-hmm. Then they take the mill buster and roll it up. And they would have it and ready to plant. Unless they wanted to rebed it. And if it was cloddy or they didn't think it was pulverized enough, they would do that all over again to get it in good condition for planting.
How did they harvest, say, oats?
Yes. They didn't raise oats around where I live.
I see. And how about grass?
Well, the only kind of grass was just what they would plant for hay, and of course they cut that with the mowing machine and raked it up and hauled it. And in those early years, they put it around those poles, like I was telling you. Mm-hmm. And later, they would haul it up and bale it. Now, they didn't have the machine that would bale it in the field. They would have to haul it to a certain place and bale it and then put it in the barn.
Did they ever keep it in some small bundles?
Yeah, that's what the when they said they'd bale it. You know, they put it in the small
bundle. Oh, the bale is not a square.
No, it's more of a rectangle.
I see. Would they just collect the...
Wait, let me see what's going on.
Now, we're not going to have that. Not at all. What did I tell you? I said stay out on the back porch. Okay.
When they would first cut that hay, what would they do with it? That's what I was meant. Would they just
no, they would let it stay in the field. They would let it stay in the field and let the sun shine on it for a day, and then they would rake it, and after they rake it, then they, you know, they would haul it.
I see. Mm-hmm. Did they ever bind it in sheaves or bundles or something?
No, if they didn't bale it, they would just haul it loose and put it in the hayloft, if they had one. If they didn't have a hayloft, they'd put it around this pole.
Mm-hmm. After you cut the clover once, or the grass, what was the next time that you cut it the same season?
Well, this land that I'm used to, they didn't have but one cutting because the soil wasn't rich enough to produce two or three crops, and they didn't do anything much to help it. Now, I think farmers now, they... plant hay, and they use a type of fertilizer that will give them two or three crops. And if so, they will cut, say, maybe 1st of June, another time about August, and then another time maybe late October, or before the frost fall, if they, you know, have enough to cut three times. Mm-hmm. But in those days, back home, they just cut once a year.
Did they call... do they call that second or third cutting the aftermath? Or what?
They call it the first, second, third cutting.
I just that way. And how did you cultivate cotton?